We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking holiday traditions here with Riley County Historical Museum Executive Director Cheryl Collins. And if you have any traditions you want to talk about, you can join us. The phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. And kind of highlighting some old radio programming. Of course, that was how a lot of people got their entertainment in the mid-20th century here, and still do today, maybe not to the golden era, not as much as the golden era, when they had these radio programs that were all the time on the airwaves.
Right, and reoccurring, you know, like the Jack Bennies, Namus and Andes, and Burns and Allen. And I'll be interested if any of the listeners listened to those programs as they were growing up. I think people did plan them into their lives so that, you know, on the time that they came on, they would
be didn't have anything else, you know. You didn't have social media. You didn't have any computers to kind of distract you. You cooked. You cleaned. You had a lot of family time together.
Right. And that was one of the things that I think radio was, is a way to have family time together. You know, there were the dramatic shows and the Lone Rangers and the reoccurring ones that would appeal to kids as well.
I think one of the things that I enjoy most is hearing stories from families that listen to us in the morning.
Oh.
You know, and it's part of their morning routine.
Oh, absolutely.
Is to have the radio on. And, you know, and that's a tradition that still continues for many.
Yes.
And we certainly appreciate that.
Especially with driving.
Yeah.
I always listen to you when I'm in the car.
Oh, why, thank you. You know, I want to just put in a quick plug. Speaking of traditions, Mannheim Steamroller, you know, has become one of the foremost recording artists for Christmas music. This is the 35th anniversary of their first Christmas album, 1984.
Oh, interesting. And I noticed Manhattan Public Library has a whole bunch of them you can check out.
Yeah, and we're going to have, once again, their American Christmas program here for Mannheim Steamroller. We've had that on for several years, I think since they first started that. And it's a terrific program. It talks a lot about, there's a lot of Christmas stories that ties in nicely with their music.
So that's a contemporary Christmas radio tradition.
Exactly, and that's one of the things that there aren't many of those that are out there.
Right, as much as there used to be.
There are radio stations now that play Christmas music. You know, we do that on Sunday 102.5, our station here. We got Christmas music on. We've had that on since, the Monday before Thanksgiving. And there are other radio stations across the country that become Christmas music stations this time of year. And there are little pre-produced programs that are like this. And I think that this is, it's a very unique thing to listen to. We'll have it beginning at noon, Christmas Eve through Christmas Day. So as you're gathering, you know, and cooking your Christmas feast,
you can have that on.
You can have that on and hear some great stories and then maybe share some of your own Christmas stories. But, you know, there are a lot of other Christmas traditions around here. You know, you think about the Optimus tree. I love obviously driving around, seeing the lights.
Right.
A lot of events.
The lights down at the Blue,
the Blue Earth Plaza.
Earth Plaza is kind of a new tradition, but I think it's kind of ingrained in people in the downtown carriage rides. I think it's a tradition that a lot of people.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that have definitely picked up steam,
yes,
and have become first and foremost, great in this community. And I love this story. Don't forget the downtown lighted parade.
Yes, absolutely.
Or the mayor's Spirit of the Holidays parade.
Right.
And I believe it was last Sunday they had an article on City Commissioner Wynn Butler who says, we want Manhattan to become the Christmas town, which I thought that was terrific because we do have a lot of really neat events.
Yes, there are a lot of neat events. And it's fun for families, I think, to look forward to them year after year after year after year. Tree festival that
Festival of Trees, the Volunteer Center does.
Yeah, that's a neat tradition that I think people look forward to as well.
That's been, 15, 20 years or so?
Yeah, yeah, pretty long term.
The cookie carousel they have at St. Thomas
that's
More?
That's a definite tradition.
One of my favorites. Imagine that.
I've always thought it'd be really cool to have like a Christmas Eve program. If I own my own radio station, do this own whole thing. Have Santa taking calls from kids on Christmas Eve. I think that would just be a fun
Oh, that would be.
We may just have to talk about this.
We got
you know, a little over 12 months supply on this now.
That might throw a monkey wrench into your Christmas shopping, though, because I know with my son years ago, he would change his mind about what he wanted about every 5 minutes. And so, you know, you'd hate to find out Christmas Eve what they really, really wanted was not what you were planning to put under the tree.
You know, and speaking of trees, Cheryl, you know, there's been such a transition, you know, with over to artificial trees and pre-lit trees. But still, you know, so many live trees
are being put in.
And that was, you know, when I was growing up, we used to go out to one of our pastures and cut down a red cedar tree. And, you know, that was what we did.
And then those little stickery pieces that come off them.
Oh, yeah, that's not fun.
No.
Those weren't fun.
Those stick into the carpet really bad.
Yeah, the cats like the live trees more than they do the artificial trees. But.
Oh, yes, trying to keep the cat out of the tree. I don't know if there are any good techniques for keeping cats out of the
tree. Hang the tree upside down.
From the ceiling?
Yeah, that's one way.
By the way, I was in Wamego last week, and at the Oz Museum, they have a tree turned upside down like a tornado.
Oh, really?
That's very cool.
So I should have taken a picture. It is cool as heck.
Really?
Yeah. Kudos to them.
And thinking of museums, another tradition is the Flint Hills Discovery Center has their breakfast with Santa. And I think that's been a tradition that families with kids especially look forward to every year.
Lots of great music. The Little Apple Chorus had their harmony for the holiday show yesterday.
Yes,
that was a lot of fun.
That would be a tradition.
And, you know, there's a lot of performances that throughout, you know, a lot of Christmas Eve services in churches. The mall has Christmas music performances, you know, on a regular basis. So there's so many neat things that are happening here.
I kind of like that idea
that Commissioner Butler says, you know, Manhattan should own Christmas. I'm good with that.
Well, you know, Joaquini might argue with that because
they got a great display.
Oh, they do. They do a lot, and they have for many, many, many years now. So I've never been to Joaquini at Christmas, but I think it's the Saturday after Thanksgiving. I think is when they do their big, you know, beginning of the Christmas season. And I've never been out there, but I would really like to be.
Another place just over the border, Minden, Nebraska. They call themselves the Christmas City.
Oh.
And they light up their downtown. I think it's been for 100 years now or a little bit more than that. And
Lawton, Oklahoma. Lawton, Oklahoma has a neat neat deal. They've got kind of like a split street to where, you know, it's almost like, you know, 150 feet or so of just stuff up for Christmas.
Wow.
Well, and there's some nice displays around town.
Mm-hmm.
Juliet Street, 508. North Juliet, I think it is. Great little display that Doug Chapman does with the...
Oh, yes. I saw the Snow White.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs in front of his house.
And then there's one that's just across there, just east of the library. They're on 6th Street.
Yes.
Just south of Points.
Great
that they always do it up. There's the House of Blue Lights.
Yes.
That's up somewhere.
It's on Points, isn't it?
No.
Oh, okay. There's a great blue light
Dr.
house on
Dr. Wall's home. And I have a great story about a couple that had been dating there, and they saw that, you know, they're driving around and lights, and they saw that, and they thought that was just amazing. The next year, they drove out, they stopped, and he proposed there. And, I mean, there's, you know, the whole Christmas spirit is just
then that
neat.
Would be their Christmas tradition. They have to drive by there.
Well, they come back every year to see it. And they bring their kid with them. And, you know, that's a neat deal. Yeah.
Katie's Way on Points has some great lights.
Do they?
Lots of fun. So driving down Points, and then you could make the trek over to the Blue Earth Plaza. And,
the State Streets District always does it upright.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of neat things there. I know the Mercury had a bunch of pictures, I believe, yesterday in the paper of some houses that are worthy of checking out.
Well, and that was a tradition with my family. I grew up in Wichita, and we always would drive around and look at lights and then go downtown. And the Ennis's window always had a big display with moving parts. And so that was part of the Christmas tradition, doing that.
I want to put up a Christmas train somewhere where it can be seen in public.
That would be neat.
I mean, that's something that hasn't been done.
Yeah.
Hasn't been done. I love trains. You kind of know that. We talked about that last month, didn't we? All right, I'm done talking about stuff.
All right. Well, you know, a lot of kids are home from school today. Anyone out there with kids home from school that want to talk about holiday traditions, give us a call, 785-537-1350. We'll take a break. More in Focus after this on K-Man.
It's beginning to look a lot like a Fortnite Christmas.